Thank you for contacting the customer service. My name is Ari. I'm the floor supervisor. How may I help you today?
Yes. I don't know how much information you have, or do I have to go through this whole story again? I called yesterday, your company, spoke to your customer service representative, explained to her that my bank had alerted me to a $92.90 charge on yesterday that I did not authorize.
Okay. Can I please have your zip code to locate the account?
34748.
And your first and last name?
Julia Ault, A-U-L-T.
Thank you. Ms. Pam, just allow me 1 second to pull up the account.
Okay.
Okay, I have located the account, and the shipping address is 26623 Everett Street in Leesburg, Florida, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I do see here, I saw you were transferred in regards to a refund. You said you spoke with a previous agent. This was yesterday, I think, about a refund. Called in today, and this agent wasn't able to find any notations of the refund confirmation.
Well, I have a confirmation number.
Okay, could I please have that number?
C20255.
Thank you, and you were given that yesterday?
Yes, ma'am, and I was assured that this would be taken care of, and I would not be charged.
Okay, I'll go ahead and look into that. Could you please hold?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am. Thank you for holding. I did look into the account, and I do see what's going on. Now, when these items were first ordered, it was a keto and a cleanse that came along with it. One was for $7.45 and $6.70 for shipping and handling. Now, when you called in yesterday, that agent did go ahead and cancel out the account. Now, when you called in, there was one charge that had declined. It was a $92.90 charge. That charge had declined, but the $91.89 charge had already been processed before you called in to cancel.
Well, I want it canceled.
Okay, now, since that charge is already processed before you called in and canceled, the cancellation doesn't affect that, but I can get you a courtesy 50% refund off of that.
I want the entire refund. I did not want this. I did not ask for this. And I was told yesterday this was all taken care of.
Yes, ma'am. That agent did go ahead and cancel out your account. So that agent did what she was supposed to do. She canceled your account so you didn't receive any future charges. But once again, that charge had already processed. Now, when you say you didn't do this, did you make that initial charge for $7.45 and $6.70?
I don't remember.
Okay, now once again, it would have been for keto products. It was ordered back on April the 1st for $7.45 and $6.70.
No.
Okay, do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
No.
Okay, well, if you don't recall making that initial order for $7.45 and $6.70, I can get you transferred over to the fraud department.
Look, I want to just get this account credited the money because I did not authorize this charge.
Okay, if you did not make that initial purchase, once again, I can get you transferred over to the fraud department.
I can't remember. I don't remember that.
Well, I can
All
get you
I know
transferred
is,
to the fraud department, ma'am.
Wait. You're missing what I'm trying to tell you.
No, ma'am. I do understand you said that you don't necessarily recall making that. But I need to be sure if you made it or not. If you did make it, those terms and conditions were present at the time, and they did explain that you were going to be charged if not canceled. So I need to be sure if you did make that or if you didn't make it.
I had that initial, the initial order, or that $7 and something, yes. But I did not, I'm trying to explain, I understand those charges. And I explained to you, I do understand that. I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is that I did not authorize to be billed for this on a monthly basis.
Okay, ma'am, I do understand that.
And
now,
I don't,
when you signed
and
up
I
for those products back on
April 1st,
when you signed up for those products back on April the 1st, there was a sentence that said, please read and agree to the terms and conditions. In that section, it explained that you would be charged if you didn't cancel a 14-day trial. And we do require that all customers click that button, and that's the only way the order can be submitted. Now, I do apologize if you perhaps overlooked the terms and conditions, but they were always present. They did always present that information.
Okay, so you're saying I'm stuck with this?
Okay. Now, once again, since that charge has already processed, the most I can get you back off of that is a 75% refund.
Okay. Okay.
Now, since that was a $91.89 charge, with the 75% refund, you will receive back $68.91, and that'll take approximately 3 to 5 business days to process.
And then I am canceled out of your system?
Yes, ma'am. Your account has been canceled since yesterday.
Okay, so, and this will take 2 to 3 business days, you said?
3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5, okay. All right, I would appreciate that very much.
Okay, and I'll send you out a refund confirmation email, and is there anything else?
No. Do you have a confirmation number that I need?
I can give you a number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
R as in Robert, 20286.
Okay, thank you. And you said 3 to 5 business days.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.